I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hi, and welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, Dirtbag Nation. Great to have you back with us for another week. And obviously, we're, as of this recording, we got two games on the American League side already in on the wild card. We'll be talking about that, obviously. Texas moving on and Minnesota just moving on here a couple of seconds ago before we started the show. And we got the National League going tonight. Couple of more big games, and we're going to talk about yesterday's game and today and just give our thoughts about that, but also our highlights, talk about that, Nolan, as he always does in the first segment, and then we'll hammer down on the wild card series in segment two and three tonight. So before we get there, do want to give our shout out to the boys over at the Rip Grip Pro, the hitting training aid that we always talk about. Glad to have them as part of the show. Glad to have them as part of the nation. You can find out more about them at ripgrippro.com or feel free to contact me directly. No problem either way. It doesn't matter. DM us at Dirtbag Baseball Nation on Instagram or Facebook, and we'll be happy to talk about that and explain more about it. And, of course, as always, the Rope Trainer as well. You can go right to our website to find out more about the Rope Trainer training, throwing in training aid that we always have had a part of our family since 2017. And go right over to dirtbagbaseballnation.com to find out more. And same thing, you can contact me directly if you need to. So before we get going with it, we do want to settle in. And, it's been a great week. It's been a dirty week. We hope that everybody out there, you listeners, as players, coaches, parents, doesn't matter where you are around the world listening to us, being a part of the nation, we do it for you. We cannot do it without you. And that's what it's all about. That's what it all is about, being a dirtbag. And I think Noel and I are really going to hammer down on it, because this time of year you see dirtbag teams in the MLB, you see non-dirtbag teams in the MLB. And we're not going to be shy about it. We're not going to be back away from it, I guess, Nolan. I'm sure you're not. I know I'm not. Because I think it just needs to be talked about. I think it needs to be emphasized. And that's what we're going to be doing tonight on the show. So happy to have you back. Settle in. Get your favorite drink wherever you like listening to us, however you like listening to us. We're going to be right back here after the break.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/byline and use code BYLINE. That's code BYLINE at prizepicks.com/byline for a first deposit matchup to $100. PrizePicks, daily fantasy sports made easy.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
There's a whole lot of savings going on now at Staples. During Staples Sit-A-Thon, you can save up to $150 on select office and desk chairs. And when you buy a chair, you save 25% on desks, storage solutions, and office accessories. Plus, your local Staples now accepts Amazon returns. And when you return an Amazon order at Staples, you receive a coupon for $10 off your next $30 Staples purchase. Now is definitely the time to save at Staples. Chair offer ends 10/28, in-store only. Exclusions apply on Amazon offer.
For nearly 10 years, Firehouse Subs guests have been asking for one thing. The return of the King's Hawaiian Pork and Slaw Sandwich. Ready for a return to flavor paradise? The beloved sandwich is back for a limited time, featuring a blend of sweet, savory, and tangy flavors with irresistible King's Hawaiian bread, slow-smoked pulled pork, melted pepper jack cheese, and slaw. Transport your taste buds to flavor paradise. It pairs perfectly with the new tropical cherry limeade with a pineapple flavor twist. Available in original sparkling zero sugar and sparkling zero sugar. A portion of every purchase of the King's Hawaiian Pork and Slaw will go to Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation's Hawaii Disaster Relief Fund to support relief and recovery efforts in Hawaii. Since 2005, the foundation has awarded more than $77 million to first responders and public safety organizations across the country. To learn more, visit your local Firehouse Subs or visit www.firehousesubs.com. Sponsored by Firehouse Subs.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, where do you want to kick things off with the highlights, lowlights, everything in between?
Yeah, first off, I just want to say happy to have you back in the studio, Kirk. Obviously, this is his first show back in North America after a, I don't know if you want to call it a successful run over in France this year, but I mean, either way, it's a pleasure to have you back in the studio and doing this stuff live with you instead of doing it over the phone. Obviously, it's going to sound a lot better to our viewers and everything like that as well. So, I mean, it's a pleasure, but yeah, let's kick it off with obviously some of the news from the past week leading up to the postseason. So you get Terry Francona stepping down. I mean, obviously we touched on it a little bit last week, but steps down after a 23-year career as manager of a couple of different teams. Then you get Phil Nevin being fired. Buck Showalter obviously stepping down. I mean, I think that that was just a nice way of putting it for Buck Showalter. I mean, I don't know. When you see a manager steps down, obviously a guy, Buck Showalter's tenure and credibility throughout MLB, you kind of got to give him that option. I don't know if it was necessarily a firing for the disaster of a season that the New York Mets had. And I mean, it's fair to say that this was an absolute disaster of a season because it was. But those are three managerial moves. Now, I'd obviously want to touch on this too, because some reason the San Diego Padres kept Bob Melvin. The St. Louis Cardinals kept Ollie Marmol. Obviously, the Toronto Blue Jays have been eliminated from the playoffs now. So, I mean, next steps, if John Schneider's back somehow next year, let's jump into it with this, Kirk. If John Schneider is somehow back next year as the Toronto Blue Jays manager, I think everybody from ownership and all that stuff should step in and fire the entire front office. You got to can everybody and just start from scratch. If you're going to sit here and say that John Schneider should return as manager of the Toronto Blue Jays after that stunt that he pulls today of pulling Berrios after three innings, that's shades of Kevin Cash back in 2020 when he pulls Blake Snell in the World Series. Like, it was just an absolute head-scratcher, man.
Yeah, three innings, 47 pitches, 32 of them were strikes. He was on his game. He was dominating. He's already gotten a lot of backlash from the media up here and everywhere else watching and that knows the game as well. And again, I mean, those are things that you talk about, right? Sideline manager and everything else. But no. I mean, we're going to talk a lot more about it in the second segment, I think, Nolan. And I don't want to go too far down that rabbit hole right now because I got some strong opinions about it, just like you do. And you're right, but exactly right. I do want to go back to the Tito, you know, 10 years as a player, 23 as a manager. That's a baseball family right there. And he got baseball results out of the Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians for sure, both teams. And so hats off to him. Not only did the San Diego Padres bring back Bob Melvin, but they're bringing back A.J. Preller as well. And now you got some rumblings that they're having to really evaluate what they want to do with Soto moving into 2024 because of the 2023 season he had. That'll be talked about a lot in the offseason. Interesting that they're throwing it out now. Stay in the limelight, I guess, maybe a little bit. I'm not just sure. But, you know, some other things that we wanted to talk about over the weekend was, you know, I wanted to touch on it and pick your brain, Nolan, because he's just shy of 3,000 strikeouts. Big send-off in Kauffman Stadium for Mr. Zach Greinke. Do you think he signs and goes for 3,000 or just clean retirement?
I mean, realistically, it's impossible to tell with Zach Greinke. Zach Greinke, all throughout his major league career, has been one of those guys that you don't know what you're going to get from. Honestly, man, I just look at Zach Greinke and I'm just sitting there like, dude should go for 3,000. Absolutely. But in my opinion, he's already a Hall of Famer. So I don't think he needs the 3,000 Ks to lock himself into the Hall of Fame. That being said, 3,000 Ks certainly cements his legacy as one of the best pitchers of this generation.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see if he goes for it and then retires. I don't see Zach Greinke being that type of a player to come back just for 3,000. If he's going to come back, he's going to come back and give somebody a full season, I would think. And you know what? Time will tell, as they say, for sure, or whatever. But there's a guy that absolutely, I mean, I think everybody has him in the Hall. Tremendous career. Hey, you know what? He pitched this year. He pitched fine for the Kansas City Royals or whatever and that. Does he dominate? No, he doesn't dominate. He doesn't do what he used to do, absolutely, or whatever. But a team that's looking for a serviceable pitcher, maybe a back end of the rotation guy, I'm picking up the phone and I'm talking to him. Just with the experience as well, man. And as we see, I mean, pitchers are still a limited commodity in the MLB. And I'm talking about high-end quality. And I get you're sitting there listening, dirtbags, and you're going, he's not high-end anymore. But he is. He is high-end because he goes out there, he takes the ball, and he shoves game in, game out. You don't often see him injured. You don't often see him on the sidelines. He's a professional through and through. I'm picking up the phone if I'm somebody and at least inquiring with Mr. Greinke.
Yeah, I mean, he's 21 Ks shy, right? He's at 29.79 right now in his career. Here's the way that I look at it, though, right? So, I mean, obviously, me as a Cardinals fan, I see Adam Wainwright come back this year. That didn't pan out so well for him. I get that he got the 200 win in his final career start, but overall, the numbers were just atrocious. He ends up hurting the Cardinals more so than what he benefited. And, I mean, I don't know if Zach Greinke's a great locker room guy. Like, I don't know him on a personal basis, so I can't sit here and say one way or the other that he's a great locker room guy. But in terms of what you're going to get out of a veteran pitcher, and, I mean, the way that the guys all seem to like him there in Kansas City, I'm taking a flyer on him. If I'm a team that's not in contention and need a back-end starter, yeah, I'll take a flyer on him. I don't know necessarily if he'll retire the second that he gets to 3,000 Ks. Like, I don't know. That's the thing. I mean, you heard Johnny Kruk. Johnny Kruk finished his career with 300 average, right? And he just walked off after he got the 300 average for his MLB career. So I don't know if Greinke would do that with 3,000. He's the type of guy that could all of a sudden pull that wild card move. But still, though, I agree with what you're saying, though. I think back end, if you want to get him, absolutely. But just sticking on that topic, let's stick with some other guys, right? So obviously you got Joey Votto. Cincinnati Reds don't make the playoffs. Joey Votto, borderline Hall of Fame candidate. Do you think he'd be open to signing with another team to try and chase that ring? Or do you think he just comes back if Cincinnati is willing to bring him back on, let's say, a one-year, I don't know what he'd sign for, let's say $5 to $10 million, somewhere in that range?
Before I want to make a speculation, I want to say tough final game for 2023 for Joey Votto. Of course, he gets kicked out. He's chirping from the dugout. Got kicked out, owned it after the game, apologized to the fans, apologized to everybody there, apologized to the umpires. A tough way to finish 2023, there's no question about it. Sitting here today, he either comes back to the Reds or he has a really tough decision to make because I think he is a true diehard Red. I don't think he wants to play for anybody else. I think he wants to continue playing. When you put in that much work last year after the surgeries that he had to get back to the MLB level, he wants to play. Now I think it's just a long tenure of just sitting down and figuring where and how he fits into that lineup and can continue with that team. But I can't see him jumping ship right now. Later in the winter, maybe. But right now, I think it's all in on the Reds, or give me time to just think about what I really want to do with my next steps. I do want to touch base with, in this last minute, Nolan. Waino had a kind of a comical final. Yes, he had his final at bat or whatever, and that, but some comical comments that I wanted you to touch on and kind of get your opinion on it when he was talking about his wife and their agreement through his baseball career. So what did you think about that? Did that catch you off guard? I mean, obviously, I'd never heard anything about it. I don't know if you had heard anything about it before or not, but what were your thoughts on that? And explain it quickly.
So Waino's retirement basically went that pretty much he wasn't going to get a dog until he retired. So then that way the whole family could be together and they could spend time with the dog. So the St. Louis Cardinals and his wife, they end up bringing out a dog for him on the ceremony for his final game. And of course, he just kind of breaks down and just like a joyful little kid, right? He picks up the dog and starts playing with the dog. I like it, man. I mean, realistically, he already said he's going to get into the broadcast and he'll be calling the AL Division Series coming up here soon. I think Adam Wainwright's going to love retirement and he'll love broadcasting. We'll be back here right after the break to talk more about this, Dirtbags.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, Let's get things heated up here a little bit with Texas and the Rays. Texas coming in, uncertain about their pitching staff, into Tampa. And wow, they just blow through the Rays in two games straight. Jordan Montgomery yesterday, Nathan Eovaldi today. Strong, dominant performances, great plan, great attack mode, and great results. That's a little unexpected. I don't care what people say.
Yeah, I mean, watching Jordan Montgomery over the past, well, year plus with the St. Louis Cardinals, you knew that that kid was special. He just came into that rotation and acted as an ace. Now, he's not going to get credited for being a true ace, according to fans and everything like that, because he's not the profile of an ace pitcher. But my goodness, man, you just watch that guy. I loved seeing him with the St. Louis Cardinals. Texas Rangers fans got to love seeing him with the Texas Rangers. And that's why even right now they're talking about him earning that $100-plus million contract in free agency. And obviously Boston has been one of the teams that have been speculated right off the bat. A team that needs a frontline guy. Obviously a lefty. Boston loves their left-handed starting pitchers that just seem to dominate, right? Especially with the AL East. A lot of young left-handed hitters in that division there. So, I mean, he'd be a guy that would make perfect sense there. But, yeah, Jordan Montgomery, man, he's going to have tons of suitors in the offseason. But, yeah, getting back to the topic at hand, obviously, he just mowed through the Tampa Bay Rays lineup there. And, like, he just looked like that guy that, hey, I know what I'm doing in the playoffs. I'm ready to just go through you guys. Like, it's not his first rodeo in the playoffs, man, and he performed. And then Eovaldi, obviously, following it up. You want to talk about a guy that Texas, like Chris Young, one of the first moves that he made was going out there and getting him. And he has just fit the mold for that rotation, especially knowing damn well that they don't have Max Scherzer for the playoffs. Those two guys needed to perform. They performed.
Yeah, I mean, that was a good tandem right there. They, like I said, dominated. Eovaldi come back off. What was his third start, I think, after being on the IL? Up to 97 pitches today. Looked great. Owned the zone, attacked, and the offense. What can you say about that? Seager ends up in the two games, 500. But let's talk. I mean, Seager. We can talk about him for sure. But young 21-year-old Evan Carter, 750, like home run today. Great defensive dive in the first inning yesterday's game, I think it was. Wow. What a good-looking young kid to add into that powerful offensive lineup that they have going.
Yeah, he reached base in his first six plate appearances in the playoffs. That is not to be an understatement in any way, shape, or form, especially as a 21-year-old, like you said.
Against Glasnow and Eflin.
Yeah. No, like, and Eflin was, I don't know if he's going to finish top three for AL Cy Young, but he's got to be in the consideration for at least top five. Like, he had a damn good year. He was one of the best starting pitchers. And you want to talk about the Tampa Bay Rays needing a guy? Like, Zach Eflin was their guy pretty much all year. He was, the only starting pitcher to stay healthy for them all season, if I'm not mistaken. But, like, he was right up there for most of the AL stat leader categories and everything like that. So, I mean, yeah, no, like, you want to talk about Evan Carter just coming out and having a breakout. And he wasn't the only rookie to have a breakout playoff series by any means. I mean, obviously, there's Royce Lewis and there's other guys like that, right? Like, Royce Lewis has a fantastic series. Corbin Carroll jumping over the NL side, fantastic game one. But sticking with the Rays-Rangers series, yeah, man, no, like, those kids down there in Texas, and I can't even really call them kids anymore because obviously they're a little bit older. But they just showed up, they showed out, and they just dominated that series from pitch one to pitch done.
Bruce Bochy looks like a great signing, too, by Mr. Young last year. So, hey, they look good going into Baltimore. It's going to be a tough matchup. I'm looking forward to that one for sure, and I'm glad they're going that way to play against Baltimore. What's surprising is, there you go, you go from three teams in the AL East to start the playoffs already down to one. As the Jays got eliminated as well. Staying with the Rays on that, just for one last thing for me, Kevin Cash isn't going anywhere. I get that. 5 years, five playoffs, still 45. What I think he needs to adjust is that analytics that they do it so well, but they do it over 162 games. He hasn't been able to really do it over short playoffs to get the results that I think they're capable of doing. And the last thing for me, how can you be in the playoffs and the opening game is 19,000 people after you just signed a contract deal with your town in Tampa Bay? If I'm MLB, I'm going right back to them and I'm saying, let's pull it off the table. I don't even care if we get fined or sued or whatever. That's ridiculous. Nobody in baseball wants that. Nobody in MLB and nobody watching that wants that. That's inexcusable by the Tampa Bay Rays fans.
Yeah, I mean, no, that's a valid point. Like, when you're showing up at less than 20,000 fans, and even Game 2 wasn't any better. I don't know what the final attendance numbers were. I haven't seen them yet. But you're looking at it, man. That is just embarrassing for everybody involved in that organization at the fact that you're drawing less than 20,000 fans, which is the lowest number since 1919. Non-pandemic year, obviously. 2020 is a write-off for postseason stats and everything like that for fan attendance. But yeah, no, you're looking at it, man. Like, that is just inexcusable. Less than 20,000 fans at a playoff game. And yes, I get that football season has started. But this was a Tuesday and a Wednesday game. Football ain't happening on Tuesday and Wednesday. Hockey hasn't started yet for the Tampa Bay Lightning. They're still in preseason. Like, there is no excuse for less than 35,000, in my opinion, to show up to a stadium.
Texas fans, you loved it. I loved it. Great to see it. Good luck in Baltimore. Toronto Blue Jays, Minnesota Twins. Same old story for the Blue Jays. Same old story. Fantastic pitching. Inexcusable hitting. We could talk till the cows come home, and it's not going to change. Minnesota, congratulations. Great job, Rocco Baldelli. Great job, Minnesota Twins. Great job, Mr. Royce Lewis, coming back. Hamstring issues. Two bombs yesterday. Not as productive in today's game. Still got the winning run, I believe it is. And, you know, Carlos Correa coming back. Looked great. That was a tremendous play on Bo Bichette yesterday when he ran all the way across that infield and threw a strike to home to cut him down at the plate.
Oh, that was one of the better plays I've seen, honestly, man. That's a slow roller. And I don't even blame Bo for going home. Like, that was the perfect case for Bo Bichette to go home on. You know, hey, the team's struggling offensively a little bit, and you're not as confident going in at that bottom of the order. I think it was Chapman coming up afterwards. But either way, no, Bo Bichette, man, you got to press the issue in that situation. Carlos Correa just made a hell of a play. Perfect strike to home, gets him out. John Schneider should be fired. Kevin Biggio, I don't know what the deal is with him. Obviously, he had a fantastic September for the Jays, but, I mean, realistically, you got to look at a better option than him. And then, obviously, I mean, I'm going to talk about it. I'm going to say it first here. Vladdy Guerrero Jr. should be traded. My honest opinion, man, Vladdy Guerrero Jr., I think he's one of the most overrated players in baseball.
That was inexcusable, being picked off second base today by Sonny Gray and Carlos Correa. Inexcusable. They were down 2-0. They needed those runs. Bichette was in, what, a full count, and he's picked off. And again, we've talked about it for years now. You're not in Double A anymore. Those three, plus John Schneider, was the manager in Double A New Hampshire when they won the Double A championship back in, what, 2018 or whatever it was. You've been there 3 out of the last 4 years. It's not working. Time to move on, because that's a good lineup. Let's be honest. Everybody out there knows that is a good lineup, and whatever is wrong with that, they don't even look like MLB hitters. They really, really don't look like MLB hitters. They look like they are so programmed and so analytical in their swings. There's nothing natural. There's nothing on two strikes. They're taking strikes that are way too good. Even me, when I'm coaching, I've got a zero strike approach for my team. I got a one strike approach. I got a two strike approach, and you're a dog on a bone. That's what it is. With two strikes, you're a dog on a bone. Those great teams, those Houston Astros, those teams like that, those guys are dogs on a bone with two strikes. They don't give them away. I just saw so much being given away the last 2 days by those Toronto Blue Jays. It's inexcusable. Inexcusable. There's nothing to be proud of. There's nothing to like about that. And I can't even be mad at Ross Atkins, to be quite honest with you, or whatever in that. On the John Schneider one, hey, you gave him a chance trying to move on, I think. But that's a good lineup he put together. That's a good lineup.
Yeah, I'm not going to sit here and blame the front office by any stretch of the imagination, man. The front office did a fantastic job. They did enough. I don't get me wrong. Sure, they could have gone out there and added a guy during the year at the trade deadline, whatever you want to say. They could have added another guy for that lineup. End of the day, though, man, you look at the way that that lineup was constructed. Like, that is a team that was plenty good enough to win. And I'm not even saying, like, just win. I'm saying win the AL. That is a team of legitimate stars. And they just didn't perform. Flat out. And John Schneider, he's got to take the blame 100% on that. And I'm sitting here saying, man, that guy's head is on a spike in Toronto.
If you're a Twins fan right now, you are loving life. You've deserved it. It's been a long time coming. That's a nice team. That was great pitching yesterday. Great pitching today. And again, just Baldelli knowing, letting those guys grind it out and grind it out. Sonny Gray was in trouble a few times today, but he just showing belief in him. That John Schneider's with Berrios, that's got implications moving forward as well. And you hit the nail on the head when you talked about it earlier, Nolan. There's implications from that one. That's not going to ever be forgotten when you're a starting pitcher in the MLB or a starting pitcher anywhere. You remember that when your manager did that to you. And I get it's a decision game, but that's irrelevant, inexcusable. You drive on until you are it's a win or go home game. You've got to drive on sometimes.
Hey, look at what Blake Snell did with the Tampa Bay Rays. That is the exact thing that I would do if I'm Jose Berrios. If you're not going to give me the ball and trust me to finish what I start, or at least get through that inning, get me out of here. And we'll be right back here after the break, Dirtbags, to talk about the NL Wildcard Series.
Want even more excitement on game day? It's time to get on Prize Picks, the best way to win big on fantasy sports. Here's how it works. Just pick 2 to 6 players and choose more or less on their stats. If you get them right, you can win up to 25 times your cash. It's quick and easy to make your picks, and with fast and safe deposits and withdrawals, Prize Picks is the place to play this season. Prize Picks has awesome weekly promotions, and they're the only daily fantasy platform with an injury insurance policy, keeping you in the game even if one of your players goes down. Sweat it out, watch your entry update in real time, and continue the fun by making picks on second half and fourth quarter stats. Take your game day experience to the next level with Prize Picks. And right now, when you go to prizepicks.com/byline and use code byline, Prize Picks is matching your first deposit up to $100. That's prizepicks.com/byline with code byline for a 100% deposit match. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.
Exergen thermometers are proven to be more accurate than non-contact thermometers. With children back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Clinical studies have proven that non-contact thermometers are inaccurate and can miss fevers. Accuracy matters. That's why the Exergen thermometer is trusted and used by medical professionals. Exergen thermometers are available at Walmart and other participating retailers. Choose a trusted and accurate thermometer for personal use. Learn more about why accuracy matters at Exergen.com.
Yo, J Balvin here. Verizon just hooked me up with a new iPhone 15 Pro with titanium. How can you get one? By switching to my plan at the Verizon store, get the amazing new iPhone 15 Pro on them. When you trade in any iPhone, any model, any condition, guaranteed. And listen to my new song, Dientes, on your way to get the new iPhone 15 Pro.
Don't miss out. Switch to my plan from Verizon today. It's your Verizon. $999.99, 128GB only. Device payment purchase or full retail purchase with new smartphone line on unlimited ultimate plan required. Less $1,000 trade-in or promo credit applied over 36 months. Promo credit ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. 0% APR.
This message is sponsored by Lysol.
Christina Milian here. I love singing at home with my kids, but did you know that 1 minute of singing can produce 1,000 airborne virus and bacteria-filled droplets? Yes, you heard that right. 1,000 droplets every minute. Yuck. Luckily, Lysol has me covered. New Lysol air sanitizer is the only air care product approved by the EPA that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses while eliminating odors in the air. And it helps to reduce the spread of illness-causing pathogens in the air like cold, flu, and coronavirus. So whether I'm in the studio or at home, Lysol air sanitizer is a must-have for me and my family. Plus, it comes in 3 scents. My favorite is Simple Fresh. Find Lysol air sanitizer at a store near you so you can continue belting out your favorite songs knowing that the air around you is sanitized. To learn more, visit www.lysol.com. Now, what should I sing next?
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, what series do you want to start with?
Yeah, let's start with the importance of Gabby Marino going down with what looks like a concussion for the Arizona Diamondbacks in the Milwaukee-Arizona series. Obviously, right now we're watching this game live. It's the top of the fourth inning. Gabby Marino, I mean, he took a backswing from Sal Frelick, and it was not a pretty sight. Like, he was sitting down there in a crouch for a while. And, I mean, they're calling in a I'm drawing a blank on even who the backup catcher is there. But anytime you got to go to a backup catcher after what Gabby Marino did for them all season, man, like, Gabby Marino was a stud. I'm not sitting here saying anything otherwise. He had a fantastic season for them. And, I mean, this is realistically his rookie season there with Arizona. And you want to talk about a guy that had a major impact in that lineup, on that pitching staff. Now with him going down with a concussion, not a good look.
Well, he had the go-ahead bomb last night against Burns. And you know what? They went out and traded Dalton Varsho for him with, Gurriel as well in the offseason. So, and I mean, Marino was the big guy in that one because Gurriel just had the 1 year remaining before free agency. You know, you got to have a guy like that in there. Like, I mean, we just know come playoff time, you got to have your studs on the field. You got to have that field general. Yes, he's young. Obviously, he's young, but he was long the next projected catcher for the Toronto Blue Jays in that system until they traded him this year, and that's why the Arizona Diamondbacks went out and got him. So, absolutely, that'll be interesting to watch that moving forward, how that works, how that pans out for the pitchers, how it works for the Diamondbacks overall. But, hey, playoff ball, you got to drive on, man. For sure. It's, you know, they're down 2-0 right now in game two. They were in that position last night, and they started putting it together in the fourth inning, and you just got to wait and see what they do. I mean, Peralta looks great right now. He's owning the zone. He's got rhythm. He's got tempo. The guys are playing for them. Zach Gallen coming back on a little bit of short rest. Yes, he's a Cy Young candidate. He fell off at the end of the year, whatever, for the Diamondbacks, but kudos to the Brewers. They came right out first inning, got right on them, put up a two spot and drive on, right? That's a good series. I love that series. I really do, Nolan. I love watching Corbin Burns last night. Ketel Marte, he's just a guy that you don't ever really talk about enough. Look at what Evan Longoria did last night. Holy cow. Talk about 38 years old, stepping up, turning that double play, in control, quieting down, the bases loaded. That was a big play at a big time in the game. They carry on. They win game one. They're still in good shape. I think whether they win or lose this game, they put themselves in a good position with that big win last night. This game is still well in hand before it's all said and done. If they don't happen to sneak this one out tonight or whatever, and that, I'm not too worried about it. They got Merrill Kelly coming back. The Brewers got a bit of work left to do. And the fact that they got some run, a run laid off of Devin Williams in the final inning last night, too. That's something to take a hold of, especially in these three-game series that is just bang, 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 bang. It's all about confidence, right? It's all about momentum. It's all about believing, confidence at the end of the day, that I can do it, and we can do this literally, honestly, and we've proven that we can do it off of whoever.
No, here's the thing, too, right? So, obviously, Milwaukee's a team with playoff experience. Over the past 6 years, like we said, they've won the NL Central three times. They've been in the playoffs, 5 years out of the past six? Like, it's a team that has been there, done that. And, obviously, Devin Williams filling in for Josh Hader in that closer role. Everybody saw what happened last night, right? Obviously, Christian Walker tattoos that double off of the fence, scores two runs, puts the game kind of out of hand, ends up being 6-3 game, right? Huge demoralizing thing for them. End of the day, man, doesn't matter. You got to move on to tomorrow. So, obviously, tomorrow's today. The way Freddy Peralta is pitching today, like, he's just a guy in control. And you know damn well, coming back game three, if it goes game three, obviously, it's going to be Merrill Kelly versus against the infamous to-be-determined pitcher. It's going to be a shootout, man. Like, obviously, the way the Merrill Kelly pitched, you got to assume that favor is in Arizona's way, but you're playing in Milwaukee, And I don't know. I mean, I thought Zach Allen was going to take care of business tonight. But the way that Zach Allen's pitched versus Freddy Peralta, man, it's a crapshoot right now. And Milwaukee's the favorite. That's the way that I look at it still. You gotta show up and shove if you're Merrill Kelly tomorrow. Because the way that Milwaukee has looked throughout the series, I still got to give credit to Milwaukee, man. I think they're going to handle it.
Well, and there's a wild card within the wild card series, too, and that's Craig Counsell, right? He's not signed for next year. There's talk about him going to New York because of the past relationship
David
with the GM.
Stearns.
Yep, absolutely. And so, you know, you got to believe anybody that's been around there long enough to with Craig Counsell that they're gonna give everything they've got to make it a tough decision for him. But that's an interesting one as well. It's great. They're not talking about it. There's nothing to talk about or whatever. It is what it is. And it happens from time to time in baseball. And it's hard to believe that he isn't signed. And maybe the writing's on the wall already. Nobody's going to know until after the series is done or after Milwaukee is finished with the playoffs, whether that's today, tomorrow, or after the World Series. You just don't know. But that's an interesting one to watch. So let's get down to Philadelphia and the Marlins. Zach Wheeler, go out, and he's become one of the best right now of this generation for postseason starting.
Hey, I said going into the playoffs, man, that's the best 1-2 punch in the playoffs. I will stand by that statement until I die. Because you look at the 2023 playoffs, you got Zach Wheeler, who just absolutely has shoved over the past couple of years with the Philadelphia Phillies. In the regular season, I'm saying. And he stayed healthy and everything like that. So Philadelphia, they got a guy. And then obviously you want to finish it off with Aaron Nola, who has had incredible playoff success as well. Like, man, it is a fantastic 1-2 punch. And, I mean, that being said, you're looking at the Phillies lineup too. Obviously, you see Nick Castellanos last night. He's sticking up the ring finger. They're coming for it this year. There is no two ways about it. They are coming for that World Series, man. And they are hungry and ready to fight like dogs.
Yeah, you're 100% right. You can just see the energy in that stadium. I'm not even going to say that lineup, that clubhouse, that stadium. I mean, to listen to Zach Wheeler talk about the energy right from going to the bullpen to warm up last night, he says it's just electric. He just loves playing there so much, so bad. And how can you not, man? If you're a Philadelphia fan and you're listening, you know exactly what you guys bring to your team. So, and right now, 0-0 in the second. Nola against Braxton, another good matchup. Thought Lizardo did a good job for the Marlins last night. You know, gave them an opportunity for a lot of the game, held them close. Philadelphia just, again, it's the opposite of the Toronto Blue Jays and things like we talked about, right? They were able to manufacture when they needed to manufacture. There was balance all the way up and down the lineup. I don't care that you can look back at the Toronto Blue Jays and go, oh, they out hit the Twins, and it doesn't matter. They didn't do it when it counted. And they got picked off base with runners at second and third. You got picked off second. Like, it's crazy. But you watch the Philadelphia Phillies, and yeah, they were there last year. But it's just that energy. You start to see why Trey Turner said, I'm coming there. I'm all in. Sure, there was 350 million other reasons to come as well. But, man, the fan base brought it to him, what, back in August after getting him out of the slump? He's taken off since, letting him know that, hey, it doesn't matter. If you're a Philadelphia Philly, we love you. We believe in you. We're going to get on you, but we're going to support you 100%. And that's energy, man. And you're seeing them play like that. It is exciting. Bryce Harper running through the stop sign to expand the lead last night. Just Harper, just saying, hey, again, he knew that play was right in front of him. He knew what he was doing. He took it. He was in safe, big time safe. No problem at all. Jays had a hold up one. Texas had a hold up one as well, I believe, yesterday on third base coach. Beasley with Texas Rangers held up John Hyman early in the game with a ball that went off the fence. Luckily, they got to Glasnow later or whatever and that. We're able to win that game. But those little things like that, it's almost like sometimes the coaches, it's an overwhelming job when they're out there trying to coach and do that. And sometimes they even get caught up into the moment. Don't forget, you're in the playoffs. There's no guarantee every year you're going to get there. What was it, 2015 since the Texas Rangers have won? That's what, 8 years?
2002 since the Minnesota Twins have won.
Exactly right.
Like, no, hey, so I agree with what you're saying, though. Like, end of the day, man, playoffs, you got to be aggressive. You got to be smart aggressive, but you got to be aggressive. Like, holding Bryce Harper in that situation made no sense to me. The ball's in front of Bryce Harper. Bryce Harper can make his own read in that situation. Bryce Harper made the right read. He went home on a play where the coach is holding them up, and everybody wants to scream and shout and say, hey, Bryce Harper's a genius. And absolutely, he was. That was just stupid coaching by the third base coach.
Yeah, well,
why are you holding them up in that situation? Like, he had a gimme to home plate.
No question. I mean, and he scored. Puts him up, what, 4-1 at that point in time or whatever, and he needed to do it. So a little bit of a hesitation out of Nolan right there or whatever, because we're seeing a young-looking Josh Donaldson right now playing in front of us on defense or whatever, and that ranging to his left on a tremendous play. Looked like he was 25 years old again or whatever, and that playing in the Oakland Athletics. Brewers, like you just said, we talked about it about, 7-8 minutes ago, that they're looking good right now. They energized, playing with it, playing with excitement. This is a good series. Like I said, all day long, this is probably the series that I wanted to look at the most because, one, great to see Arizona. It's new teams. I love new teams. I love new energy. I love new focus. Milwaukee's been there, but they're playing young. They're playing with energy in that. A lot of guys like a Donaldson, like Christian Yelich going back. Is he going to be an MVP again? No, he's not going to be an MVP again, but he had a great year again. He got himself back into it. So they're remembering that this doesn't happen all the time, and it can just go so quick. Like we said, I love the wild card series. Let's wrap that up on this. Wild card series, I love it. 1-2-3. They're just, you go out there and you play, or you get left behind.
And Alec Thomas just hit a nuke. Unbelievable, man. No, this is a wild card series, best of three. I'm all for it. I don't care what anybody says, man. It's the same as the new rules that got implemented this year. You got to love them. You got to love what it did for baseball. And the wild card, man, I get that people want to see more traditional stuff in baseball, but how do you not love this new format? Yes, I get that it creates two extra games or three extra games that your team has to play to get into the actual playoffs, if you want to call it that. But, man, there's just something energizing about everything you see. You win a wild card series, and honest to goodness, man, it is one of those things that can carry your team to a World Series, a.k.a. the Philadelphia Phillies of last year. They won against the Cardinals. They rode that high streak. They made it into the World Series. They put up a fight against the Houston Astros.
When you're playing every day for 162, you don't want to sit around. You don't sit around. You want to stay in rhythm. You want to stay in tempo. And like you said, just the energy boost alone from playing in the wild card. That's what it's all about, Dirtbags.
Yeah, that is what it's all about, man. Like, end of the day, yeah, I get that there's a little bit of a boost, if you want to call it that. But end of the day, man, you ride that momentum. You ride that hot streak. You ride that wild card series win. And you ride it all the way to the damn World Series, man. We'll be right back here after the break, Dirtbags.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you're ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. That's 800-824-5131.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, give me your final thought.
Yeah, man, you want to talk about a final thought? Let's talk about the old heads at third base in this NL wildcard series between Milwaukee and Arizona. You got Evan Longoria, you got Josh Donaldson. Both of these guys joined these teams for a reason. They're hungry for that World Series. They know they don't have many opportunities left. These guys are hungry. The way that they play defense in this series, man, you can tell these guys are ready to win a World Series. They're ready to ride that high like Philadelphia did last year. They're ready to go for it all, man. Early in the season, before the season started, we said Arizona was going to be an NL wildcard team. Sorry. We should have stuck with our prediction. I should have stuck to my guns. I hopped off the bandwagon. Man, Arizona, I hope you guys can get one for Evan Longoria.
Yeah, I mean, it's fantastic to watch it for sure. Gray hair, old looking, but man, they're just playing like kids, like we've been saying all night. So, hey, carry on. I mean, if the rest of the playoffs are as exciting as the wild card series has been so far, even though they got 2-0 with Texas and the Twins winning, you know, great games by the winning teams for sure. Not so good by Tampa and Toronto, obviously, or whatever in that, but NL looking to be great. We apologize that we couldn't do it after we were done with the series, but it is what it is. So, and unfortunately, before we get on with you again next week, they're already going to be started with the divisional series as well with them. So, hey, sit back, enjoy this moment. Enjoy the rest of this season day by day like we have every single day this year so far, Dirtbags, because it just continues to amaze me, excite me, the young players, the old players, pitching, defense, like the whole juggernaut. Coaches, get out of the way and let them play this game. Let these championship teams play this game to the caliber that they are, and let's see who can win this thing all the way to the end of October. Dirtbags, can't thank you enough for being a part of the nation. Can't thank you enough for being a part of this show. Rip Grip Pro, that's the ripgrippro.com. Check them out. Thank you for being a part of the show and believing in us so much. If you're interested in getting throwing training aid, head on over to our website, dirtbagbaseballnation.com. Find out the rope trainer. Find out more about it. Talk to me all day, every day about it. I am more than willing to talk to you. Training questions, anything you've got, send them our way. Instagram, Facebook, at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. We'll be sure to get back in touch with you. It was great to be in the studio with you, Nolan. Thank you so much. Dirtbags, have a fantastic week. And unfortunately, it is time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbags. Stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.